This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline, LATL's decreasing priority at WIP over the past 2 years. There are two measurements the Department of Energy, DOE, uses for the waste shipped for disposal in the deep underground repository at the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant, WIP, located 26 miles east of Carlsbad, New Mexico. The first measurement is the most important, which is the volume of waste measured in cubic meters. A cubic meter fits into a cube measuring 39 inches in width, depth, and height. The second measurement is the number of waste shipments. In fiscal year, or FY, 2022, Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL, shipped 513 cubic meters of plutonium-contaminated waste from nuclear weapons production for disposal at WIP. In FY 2023, there was a 5% increase to 538 cubic meters. While in FY22, LANL shipped almost 34% of the total waste in place, in FY23, only 16.5% was from LANL. Every other site had a much larger increase. Thus, LANL's priority compared with all the other shipping sites decreased in FY23. Overall, during this two-year period, LANL shipped the second highest amount of waste behind the Idaho National Laboratory, which sent more than 63% of all the waste. Following LANL was the Savannah River site, the Oak Ridge National Laboratory, and the Livermore National Laboratory. A fiscal year begins on October 1st of 1 year and ends on September 30th of the following year. In addition to expecting LANL waste to be a higher priority in the future because of new provisions in the WIP renewal permit, New Mexicans want to know the type and amount of plutonium-contaminated waste that was shipped to WIP. Was it waste generated before 1999 called legacy waste, or was it post-1999 waste called newly generated waste from ongoing fabrication of plutonium triggers for nuclear weapons? These are important questions because WIP was built to dispose of plutonium-contaminated legacy waste, which LANL defines as waste generated prior to 1999, the year WIP opened for disposal. Additionally, legacy waste is buried at LANL in unlined pits, trenches, and shafts dug into the volcanic geology of the Pajarito Plateau. Plutonium has been detected in the deep regional drinking water aquifer below unlined LANL legacy waste dumps, where it migrates towards the Rio Grande. Despite numerous requests from CCNS about the breakdown of the LANL waste types and amounts shipped to WIP, DOE has not been forthcoming. Please contact your congressional members and ask that DOE make this information publicly available and easily accessible. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org. You can also listen to all our podcasts anytime, wherever you get your podcasts.